You're going to love this guest. She is fantastic singer-songwriter from Southend. She's got a cracking voice and she whacks that guitar like I've not seen in a long time. So I'm joined by Nicola Collis. Have I said your surname right?
Yes, you have.
Well done to me. Now, she plays a variety of styles. She's got folk to punk to pop. We have 58 mutual friends, by the way.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not.
A bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah,
we've only added each other in the last sort of couple of months.
I know.
You've just come basically from winning a contest to get to the final Pride's Got Talent, which you're going to be performing at. So what happened with the competition?
So basically, they've run it like a just it's a you get a small spot on the stage in Trafalgar Square just for being a finalist. So that was my goal, just try and get to being a finalist. And they've done it in sort of rounds and heats and stuff because, as you can imagine, everyone wants to play to like crowds of tens of thousands. Yeah, and amazingly, like last night was 15 down to 5. So like I'm part of a third of who got through, and it was really quite exciting.
So when's that take place?
So the finals are 29th and Pride is on the 7th of July. So I've got a spot on the women's stage and I've got a spot in Trafalgar Square.
Brilliant.
Like I'm one happy bunny.
And how long have you got on stage?
It's just a few minutes. So I've got a song's length on the women's stage and a song's length on the Trafalgar stage.
And you're doing your version of Bohemian Rhapsody, I take it.
Obviously. Obviously. Well, they're gonna have to drag me off, do you know what I mean?
I was just saying to you, how do when they say like you've got 3 minutes, you go, all right then, and then you just stay on the stage. They can't get you off, can they?
No.
Oh, who's gonna turn off your guitar? Nobody.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Use it as a weapon.
It could look quite I'm all up for that.
You can just see that, can't you? Local singer dragged from stage at Pride. They wanted to hear more. Now, your album, I was saying that we've been playing Broken Me here because you sent me over a few tracks.
Thank you so much for that.
Like, really love the track and your voice live is... I knew you were really good because I've been looking at your videos like some sort of stalker. But your album is out at the moment, so you've got... It is a proper album. It's not like doing an EP. I don't understand EPs.
I think they have a purpose, but for me, I just... There was too much to get on an EP because I write in so many various moods. Mm. I was like, there's a whole big picture to me just in my craziness. So I thought 12 tracks should cover it. It's called Downside Up. In an attempted play on the words upside down, just basically trying to cover how chaotic I am. So it goes from anything from really moody and deep and, you know, sullen and angsty to just geeking off, really, and just, you know, talking about how stupid I was as a youngster trying to make my way through life.
And it's a really lovely album cover. It's is that green or yellow? Yellow?
It's yellow, yeah.
I think I'm colourblind.
I'm thinking, like, you know, someone might see it. Someone referred to it as looking like a parking ticket. I was like, whatever gets it attention, I'm happy with that.
So many amazing local acts as well in Essex is full of...
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy great scene going on. Yeah, and it's amazing to be a part of. And everyone is just so awesome, like, as people as well.
Yeah.
I've met so many fantastic characters and people and made so many friends. It's just there's no egos, it's not pretentious, it's just an amazing thing to be a part of at the moment.
Yeah, and it also really we were saying that you can sell, it isn't like it used to be, your music can sell all over the world, that's it now.
Yeah.
Without the tax man knowing either. Clear off.
Shh.
How many CDs have I sold? None, I think you'll find. That's the answer, because if you don't sell them on iTunes, you can't find me. Although we don't advocate you not paying your bills. So when did you first pick up the guitar? Were you very young?
Well, considerably. I was around 8 when I picked it up.
Yeah.
I think I saw a friend at school playing it. I was like, that looks pretty cool. I'll give that a go. My mum made me buy half of my first guitar because she was like, it's going to be a 5-minute thing. So I saved up my little pocket money, learned to play it. And I've sort of come back to it at certain stages in my life, put it down for years on end, to be honest. And then this most recent stint has sort of brought me to here through various wonderful people that came into my life as a result of it and kind of put a boot up my bottom.
Yeah.
And said, just go do it. Just why are you not playing your guitar? Mm. Go make some noise at people. Yeah, I'm having a whale of a time doing it. So,
do you remember the first song you wrote when you did you write your first sort of material at 8?
I think I wasn't far off. So I used to be in a kids choir where there was like 100 odd kids and a live band doing pop cover songs. And I don't know what possessed me, but I tried to write a rap. And I genuinely don't know. It was just a series of really simply rhymed statements that probably didn't make much sense. And the guy that ran it, very sweetly, did put it to the choir. but it was awful. So it's very gentle and let me down on that one. It's like, we're probably not going to do it, Nick, but well done. I also wrote a song for my friend thinking I was doing something sentimental. I just tried to make her cry on her 21st, I think it was. They're the two earliest I can remember.
Yeah. Did she cry?
She did cry.
Oh, excellent.
Winner!
Enjoy your day. Now your makeup's ruined.
Yeah.
So when you write a song, do you sit down always with a guitar, or do you get a tune in your head, or do you do some chords, or do you write poetry? How's it work?
I can't at the moment. I have to be really kind of pushed. I have to have something like a line to get me going. But essentially, it does start with chords. Probably not real chords, because I'm sort of trying to do something a bit different. And then, yeah, I'll just keep running around them until lyrics come in. And then I'm really lucky, because as soon as something starts in my head, which you can imagine by how I talk, it just keeps going and going and going. So I get this, like, reams and reams of stuff come out, and then I can just condense it. So it does generally start with chords, yeah.
So you're talking, I talk quickly, you're overexcited, now I'm overexcited. And it's just, I'm trying to slow my talking down ever so slightly. As you know, I always get overexcited when live music is in the studio. You're going to play a track off the album?
Yeah.
And what's the track you're playing? What's it about?
I'll start with a downside. So, see what I did there?
Yes.
So this one's called The Unforgiving Minute. And it is essentially about a relationship breakup. Things going a bit horrible towards the end. Most people can relate to that because, you know, it happens, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this was one of the first songs I wrote when I picked the guitar back up this time round.
Oh, I can still remember like it was yesterday, an unexpected meeting where you tore my heart away. You said you didn't want this, but you did it anyway. Now I can't shake this feeling, how it echoes through my day. And in that unforgiving minute, I saw fire in your eyes, a passion in your heart, and the truth behind your lies. Fear that you can't run from, no matter how you try. Too dear to stop you drowning, and too clear to be disguised. You've taken all of me, and I'm broken on the floor. And as I'm picking up the pieces, you keep coming back for more. You said you didn't notice how my tears were falling down. You didn't think that I would leave you. Well, I guess you're sorry now. Your sweet touch won't redeem you, your hazel eyes won't draw me back. I have fallen from illusion, and I see all that you lack. It tastes a bitter poison when I saw through all your games. You have beaten my good nature with your twisted little ways. You've taken all of me, and I'm broken on the floor. And as I'm picking up the pieces, you keep coming back for more. You said you didn't notice how my tears were falling down. You didn't think that I would leave you. Well, I guess you're sorry now. Still remember like it was yesterday, an unexpected meeting where you threw your heart away. You said you didn't want this, but you did it anyway. Now I can't shake this feeling, all that echoes is my pain. It's hating were the words that warm me to the cold, and I'm screaming out for justice for the girl that turn around your lies. Hope that someday someone was worth all the pain you caused that night. Well, I
guess you're sorry now. I guess you're sorry now. I guess you're sorry now. Guess you're sorry that I, sorry that I figured you out.
I can't clap, so I'm just doing the woo. I got a few people watching. Thank you to all the guys that are watching. We will be coming back with another song in a minute, awesome. Won't we? Lovely. Cool. I'm just going to stop. Sorry. It's like I'm filming and doing the mixing at the same time.
Multitasking.
Well, you know, I like to think of myself as a bit rubbish. Anyway. You'll find out when you listen back and go, what is she doing to my sounds? So we've talked about your songwriting. Sometimes you get a song that only takes a minute or two to write. Yep. And then you get a song where you want to smash your guitar over somebody's head.
Yes.
Which takes ages. So what's the song for you that you just went bang and the song was done really quick? And what was the one that caused you pain?
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I am a massive procrastinator. And I also...
Is that the track?
I work really well under pressure, so most of the songs I write an hour or two before I've got to deliver them. Otherwise, I won't get it done. I don't think a song has taken me more than a few hours, but I think my quickest one has got to be Blown It Again, which I was in the foulest mood, the most horrific mood, and I went home and I picked up the guitar and started playing some really quite funky chords, and in about half hour I had a song. And it's one of my favourite songs that I've written because I think I'm hilarious just by how epically failing I am at being an individual when I was younger. So yeah, it just cracks me up to remember those things. The longest one, oh God, Finally Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could never write the middle section. Never could write the middle section. And then I did, and then I forgot the chords, so I had to write it differently. And then when I finished it, again, through one of my very close friends, Kaylee, one of my best friends, absolutely pounding me to finish it. It's a good song, finish it. So I was like, all right, I'll try and write the rest of it, no worries. So that probably took me about 10 years.
That is quite a time, isn't
it?
It's quite a time. Now, what's the best lyric that you think you've gone to yourself, that lyric is, that's amazing, out of all of your songs that you've done?
I was dreading this question. God, I can't think hard enough about it.
Have a think. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
What song would you like to have written? I ask because you must have your musical heroes. So what song would you wish you'd have written?
Happy Birthday.
I'd be minted. Well, I don't know. I don't think you can get copyright on it, can you? Happy Birthday?
Oh, then a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like Slade, like Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Imagine the royalties they get every year.
Exactly. But as a writer and a massive fan of Katie Tunstall, I really love her song Heel Over.
Right.
It's got one of my favourite lyrics in it of all time. So it would be that song, which I do often rob at live gigs because no one's really heard it. My favourite thing about gigging is connecting with people and sharing something I love and just making people dance and getting people involved. And I'm a real sucker for playing cheese and getting them dancing, and that's what I absolutely adore about gigging, is just being able to make that connection on such a level with everyone. It's such a universal language, music. So you can just go, hi, I'm just going to sing at you. Have some fun with me.
Yeah, actually, doing things for free is okay on some occasions with musicians, but you do, when that's what you do for your passion, you have to be able to earn a little bit of money out of it.
I've got a dog and a cat to feed. They're so skinny.
You've eaten both of them last couple of weeks.
Oh, well, yeah, the dog...
The cat didn't make it, unfortunately.
No, it tasted good though.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? I can't believe we've got 58 mutual friends. I'm going to have to look all the...
I need to look at this.
I did have a look and I was like, oh, I know them. Oh yeah, that's 58, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
And not my mum, not yet.
I'm hoping I've got a friend request from her right now.
You're just like a random messages. She likes that. So The Downside Up is the album. Nicola Collis, as you said, you can find her on Facebook. What's the next song you're going to play from the album?
So this is one of those write it in a hurry songs. I was given a line for a competition, which is not a very competitive competition because we're all musicians. It was called Welcome Back to the 80s. Now, the song I've just played is how I have traditionally written like for many years. So I got that line and I was like, what the hell am I going to do with that? And I put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off. And then just on the afternoon I had to go down there, I got up a playlist... on an anonymous streaming site and rhymed a lot of song titles. So this is called Welcome Back to the 80s.
Brilliant.
generation here. A 30-year younger version of me will be waiting to say welcome back to the 80s. And I play Space Invaders till my eyes go square on a big box telly with a perm in my hair. Marty McFly will be passing by in his DeLorean car with Doc by his side. A woo-hoo. Free. As long as rock and roll is king, I'll be wondering when will I be famous, hearing someone say to me, oh, don't stop believing, cause I can't fight this feeling. The power of love, oh, is never too much. Come rain or shine, we'll party all the time. Because sweet dreams are made of these. Oh, who am I to disagree? Because girls just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun, yeah. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo, because I'm never gonna give you up. Nothing's gonna stop us now, cause I've been working 9 to 5, mostly living after midnight. I'm so excited when you spin me right round, baby. It's 99 Red Balloons goodbye. Feels like heaven, let's dance through the night. Trust me now, I want your body. Hold me now. Going loco down in Acapulco. 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 Oh, if I could travel through the years, I'd make my destination here. A 30-year younger version of me will be waiting to say welcome back to the 80s. And I play Space Invaders till my eyes go square on a big box telly with a perm in my hair. Marty McFly will be passing by in his DeLorean car with Doc by his side. A woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. A woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I was going to go, woohoo! That is absolutely brilliant. That is amazing. I love that.
Thank you very much.
That's a great song. You forgot what?
The line I love. I remember.
Oh, go on then. What is it?
So, during my epic failure song, there's a section in it. Whenever I'm playing it live, people have lost interest by that point, so they never really get it. But last night, when I played it, they actually got it, and it was amazing. So, basically, the lead up to it is, it wasn't you the one that got drunk in the corner and fell asleep. So I'm trying to get this person to remember who I am, because I was trying to crack onto them.
Yeah.
So yeah, weren't you the one that got drunk in the corner and fell asleep? Yeah, that's me. At least you remember me.
I think that's my,
yeah. I liked that. Yeah, I liked when I came up with that. You have to hear the whole song to get it into context, but that is it.
And what's the song called?
Blown It Again.
Right, okay. And is it on here? Yes, it is on here.
It's on there, yeah.
It's halfway down. So if you were halfway down the listing, if you want to get hold of the album, Nicola will happily send you one out. It's Downside Up, Nicola Collis. Check her out on Nicola Collis Music on Facebook as well. And we're going to end with a song that you sent me in, which I've been playing a lot, which I really like, called Broken Me. Tell me about this track.
So this one was a very quick turnaround. I wrote it. It just sort of fell out of my mouth. And then,
what are you going to say then?
And so I played it to the guy who helped me record the album at Seacross Studios, my lovely Paul Finch. So that's me saying I own him now. No, yeah. I don't. He is awesome. So we started to record it, and he was like, mate, that feels really long. So it is really long. What do we do? So I got some amazing friends in, Mr. Darren Jones, Mr. Davey Howell, and collectively, they just lifted it and made it what it is. So I can't take much credit for it. Because when I first played it, believe me, it was a snooze fest, and they've just made it amazing. So, yeah, much credit to them. So that's Paul Davey and Darren. I owe them a lot.
Thanks for coming in. Been lovely to meet
you finally
with our 58 mutual friends, possibly 59 with my mother.
Yeah.
And if you want to get hold of the album, don't forget, I'll put all the details up. The interview, if you missed it at the beginning, and the live performances will be up online. This is Broken Me, and it's taken from Nicola's album, Downside Up, Nicola Collis. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Surround yourself, passion leaves us hopeless.